Violence against Asian Americans continues to rise across the country. A group tracking anti-Asian discrimination says there's been over 2,800 attacks since the pandemic began last March. Nearly half have been in California, where recent violence against seniors in Oakland's Chinatown has created fear and tension. And that's why a group called Compassion in Oakland has recruited a team of volunteers to accompany seniors as they walk through the neighborhood. Jess O'Young is one of the founders, and she joins me now. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. And you are a Bay Area native, a fourth-generation Chinese American. So what did you first think when you started to see these attacks in Oakland's Chinatown?
It's devastating. I mean, to say the least, it's really tough to see. You know, you see someone that looks just like your grandma, who you see as someone that you highly respect and has given up so much of their life, sacrificing, traveling all the way across the world, not knowing anyone, not knowing the language, and then having to fear for their lives when they are in retirement and deserve to really rest and relax and feel safe.
I know this group that you've become a part of was started when Jacob Acevedo's post asking for volunteers to help out went viral. That was after a 91-year-old Asian senior was shoved to the ground in Oakland. What made you decide to do something, though?
It was really tough because as an Asian American and growing up, my culture, or at least in my family, we didn't encourage, you know, speaking up and speaking out and taking action. But I felt so strongly that somebody had to do something and that this opportunity with Jacob was just the kind of push that I needed. Like, someone else is doing something, I can also do something. I have a voice. I live here. And that's what I was encouraged to do for myself.
A lot of people felt just like you. You've had over 600 people apply of all races and backgrounds to help volunteer. So let's get into that a little bit. How does it work? And what are those volunteers doing now?
Actually, we just checked this morning and we have over 700. So
wow,
it's amazing.
Great.
Yeah, it's really great. So what happens is we have a form online that people will fill out and then they'll get assignment to whatever their availability is to come to Chinatown and walk around. They will walk in pods and we usually make sure that one person in the pod actually at least speaks Chinese, so either Cantonese or Mandarin, and they'll walk around. They will talk to different businesses and people on the street, just talking about what we do and how seniors could call us and request for an escort or a chaperone, and we would be happy to help them.
It must make the seniors happy or feel good.
Yeah, we've been able to talk to a lot of the seniors on the streets, and one of the seniors was telling us that she's a vendor on the street corner, and she's in a really vulnerable spot because the corner is kind of a good place to just kind of grab and dash, right? So she said she's been robbed multiple times, and when the police are called, you know, it's kind of a minor crime, so they tell her to fill out the form and report online. You know, she can't operate a computer. Second of all, she can't really speak English very well or read English very well. So everything's in English, and it causes an obstacle for her to report her crimes. So we also will help, you know, seniors if they need something translated or to fill out a report. We're learning also what the needs are from these seniors.
You know, these attacks across the country against Asian Americans are being pinned, of course, to the emergence of the pandemic. Also, former President Trump calling COVID the Kung Flu. On the other hand, you know that anti-Asian racism is nothing new, unfortunately. So why is it important, do you think, that we talk about this, about what it means to be Asian in America right now?
This is a great crossroads for Asian Americans, that a lot of Asian Americans didn't have to think about what it means to be Asian in America. We kind of were just scooting by, to be honest, and we didn't have to be faced with those questions. And now that, you know, we're facing real blatant racism, that a lot of Asians are thinking about, what does that mean? What does that look like? And myself included, where, you know, when growing up, we didn't talk about what it meant. Like, that wasn't a family conversation that we would have around the dinner table, what that means to be Asian American. So I can imagine a lot of other Asian Americans are grappling with that question.
Jess O. Young, one of the founders of Compassion in Oakland. It's a group that's building community against the surge of anti-Asian hate crimes happening all across the country. Jess, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.